The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Miss a segment? Want to share a segment with a friend? Go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com to catch the podcast. Plus, hear our past shows. That's SundayMorningNewsmakers.com.
Well, why not have the federal government have to do background checks for guns in the same way that the federal government mandates that private companies have to do background checks for guns? That would be one simple fix. Just make the government have to make the same, follow the same rules that the government demands for private companies.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says Congress needs to bring back the ban on the assault-style weapons. Lisa Carter explains.
In a New York Times op-ed Sunday, a week after the mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton, the Democratic presidential candidate argues the ban passed in 1994 worked. Biden voted for the ban on assault-style weapons as a senator from Delaware. He also notes polls show nearly 70% of Americans, including 54% of Republicans, favor a ban of what he calls weapons of war. The ban passed in 1994, expired in 2004, and hasn't been renewed.
All right. Is that indeed 100% accurate, what he's saying there? We're going to talk with John Lott, who really knows this stuff well. John is joining us on behalf of CPRC. That is the Crime Prevention Research Center. John, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, it's good to talk to you again, Larry.
All right. So we know we've had these mass shootings. And we know there's a lot of talk about what can be done, what steps can be taken. We have this story about Joe Biden, former President, Vice President Joe Biden, who wants to bring back an assault weapons ban, claimed it, quote unquote, worked and that it's popular. Where do you start?
Right. Well, I mean, I suppose most people would want others not to be carrying around weapons of war around, so to speak. But that's not what the assault weapons ban did. It banned some semi-automatic guns, basically, based on how they looked. Most guns owned in the United States are semi-automatic guns. They're not machine guns, which are what the military uses, or are weapons that are capable of firing machine gun mode. And, you know, it didn't have the impact that he claims on crime rates. Even the studies that were paid for by the Clinton administration were unable to find any evidence that the assault weapons ban affected any type of crime or mass public shootings or anything else. You know, if you ban certain guns based on how they look and there are other guns that function in exactly the same way, firing the same bullets with the same rapidity, doing the same damage, it's not really clear why you expect it to have a big impact on things unless the criminals care about how the guns look and not how they work. You know, I think the frustrating thing here is that we have these horrible tragedies, and the types of laws that the Democrats keep proposing have nothing to do with stopping these attacks. I mean, not only do you have this assault weapons ban, but you look at the background checks on private transfers, these so-called universal background checks. It's probably been the number one proposal that most of the Democrats have had for the last decade. When President Obama talked about these mass public shootings, when he gave talks afterwards, the number one and usually the only law that he would talk about would be these background checks on private transfers of guns. And yet, there's not one mass public shooting, not only during his administration, but during this entire century, where one of these attacks would have been stopped if such a law had been in effect, even if it had been perfectly enforced. These killers have either bought the guns legally or they've stolen the guns. A background check on kind of a voluntary private transfer of a gun outside of a dealer wouldn't have made any difference.
Well, let's listen to President Trump and what he is for. because he is supposedly in support of sensible gun background checks. This is from about a week ago.
Frankly, we need intelligent background checks, okay? This isn't a question of NRA, Republican, or Democrat.
So you have the president himself says that, you know, no one wants firearms in the wrong hands, and he cited a tremendous problem with mental illness. He also talked about his relationship with the NRA.
I have a great relationship with the NRA. They supported me very early, and that's been a great decision they made. We have Justice Kavanaugh. We have Justice Gorsuch, and they feel very strongly about the Second Amendment.
All right, so you've got this president who got elected with strong Second Amendment leanings, now talking about background checks. Sort this out. What's viable? What's not? What could be approved? What won't make it through? You've looked at this. What works? What doesn't work?
Right. Well, I mean, I agree with the president. I mean, in the sense that everybody wants to stop bad guys from getting guns, people who are dangerous. The question is, the current background check system has some real problems that could be easily fixed, and it would make it so that the law could easily be passed. I think very reasonable things. I'll give you two examples. Or we frequently hear about the 3.5 million dangerous prohibited people that supposedly been stopped from buying guns because of background checks, and that's simply inaccurate. Almost all of those 3.5 million stops have been mistakes. You know, it's one thing to stop a felon from buying a gun. It's another thing to stop somebody simply because they have a name similar to a felon from buying a gun. When they do these background checks, they use roughly phonetically similar names. And that creates a lot of mistakes that are there. And the problem is it primarily creates mistakes involving minorities. People tend to have names similar to others in their racial groups. Hispanics have names similar to Hispanics. Blacks have names similar to other blacks. 30% of black males in the United States are legally prohibited from owning guns because of past criminal history. Well, whose names are their names going to be confused with? Let me put it this way. Let's say private companies, when they do criminal background checks on employees, also use roughly phonetically similar names. How would that go over? You think people would be thrilled with something like that? I assume a lot of people would be very upset because they would know that there would be a lot of mistakes, and they would know that it would primarily discriminate against minorities. Well, there's a reason why those types of background checks are forbidden from companies, that private companies have to use the exact name. Well, why not have the federal government have to do background checks for guns in the same way that the federal government mandates that private companies have to do background checks for guns? That would be one simple fix. Just make the government have to make the same, follow the same rules that the government demands for private companies. The other thing that would be easy to fix and solve a lot of problems is just the cost. So they're going to be voting on this in Washington, D.C. It costs $125 to privately transfer a gun in Washington, D.C. They may not stop you or I from being able to go and buy a gun, but the very people who need protection the most, the people who are most likely to be victims of violent crime, poor blacks who live in high-crime urban areas, $125 might make the difference between whether they're legally able to go and defend themselves or not.
Yep.
So, you know, Democrats get upset about free voter IDs harming minorities. Well, you know, you have $125 for the background check. You've got licensing and registration fees that are there. I mean, those things add up. And as an economist, what I would say is that if you believe that these background checks reduce crime, and I don't, but if you do, then it reduces crime for everybody. And as an economist, I would say the people who benefit should be the ones who pay. So pay for it out of general revenue. If everybody benefits from the lower crime, then make everybody pay. Don't make the entire burden of it fall on the law-abiding person who's buying the gun. In fact, if anything, if you want to encourage people to go and do the background check and not to go around it, the last thing you want to do is tax them.
John Arlott, Jr., PhD, President Crime Prevention Research Center. Let's talk mental health. President Trump recently spoke with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the subject of mental health.
They understand we don't want insane people, mentally ill people, bad people, dangerous people. We don't want guns in the hands of the wrong people.
John, of course, this raises the whole red flag deal where you would make rules, in some places apparently have this already, not measuring whether it works or not yet, maybe too soon. But what do you think about this? If someone has a propensity to be violent and you tip off law enforcement, should they be able to come in and take away that person's gun?
Right. Well, we already have laws on the books in all the states that deal with this. It's called Baker Act. And if you believe somebody is a danger to themselves or others, you can put a 72-hour psychiatric hold on them where they're evaluated. There's a very low standard for doing that. Basically, you just a reasonableness test, which basically just means you have a hunch that they could be a problem. The difference between the red flag laws and these Baker Act laws is that the Baker Acts have required that you've had to have psychological experts involved to make the evaluation. The red flag laws, first of all, only one of the states with red flag laws mentions the term mental illness. And they take mental health care experts completely out of the process. They're not involved in serving as experts in evaluating people at all there. What happens under red flag laws is that a judge gets a written complaint in front of them, and it varies by the state who can have it. You know, it could be a relative or a friend or a neighbor. Or, in Colorado, anybody could do it, for example. And the judge gets a piece of paper in front of them that summarizes the complaint, and he makes a decision whether or not to take away somebody's guns. And then they show up at 5 a.m. in the morning, and they take the person's guns. And then after 2 weeks or a month or someplace in between that, they'll have a hearing. And about a third of the cases are reversed. One of the big problems with the hearings is that, unlike the Baker Act, where you are given a public defender, if you can't afford a lawyer, there's no provisions in these laws for covering the legal costs for the people who are being accused of having problems. And it looks like the vast majority of these people do not have legal representation.
With that, got to leave it there. If people want to find out more, they can go to crimeresearch.org. John Arlott, Jr., PhD, from the Crime Prevention Research Center, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.